Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access, which is our regular showcase on how accessible entertainment is. And it's nice every now and again to showcase different forms. And as Christmas approaches, it's a pleasure to highlight three Doctor Who titles that are available on DVD and Blu-ray. The titles are the recent centenary special shown in October on BBC One, The Power of the Doctor, a steelbook release of Series 13 specials, and a vanilla re-release of Doctor Who The Collection Season 8, starring Jon Pertwee. One of the reasons why I choose to showcase Doctor Who media disc releases is mainly because of the access features included that I'll detail coming up. The Power of the Doctor, which aired on the BBC late October to celebrate 100 years of the BBC, was a 90-minute epic special that was Jodie Whittaker's final farewell as the 13th Doctor and tied up most of her story threads, and achieved an incredible feat by cramming in countless favourite characters and a few surprises along the way, including two of the classic companions Ace, played by Sophie Aldred, and Tegan Javanka, played by Janet Fielding. Plus, the Doctor's greatest adversary, the Master, played by Sacha Dhawan, aided by Daleks and Cybermen. In this feature-length episode, the Doctor faces multiple threats and a battle to the death. This spectacular story didn't disappoint, and also doesn't fail to entertain on repeat viewing. It's made accessible by the addition of a really good audio description that illustrates all the great action unfolding on screen in an easy-to-listen-to style, and also includes an audio commentary from stars Jodie Whittaker, Mandip Gill, who plays Yaz, and showrunner and writer Chris Chibnall, which results in a warm, engaging conversation that's a joy to listen to and sheds a light on the making of the episode. The disc also includes two featurettes, Behind the Scenes and A Farewell to the 13th Doctor and Yaz, which, although short, is really interesting and insightful. The cover of The Power of the Doctor has the 13th Doctor centre stage in her blue top and skirt, with her infamous trademark rainbow stripes and long grey coat. Fiery bolts of energy emanate from her, and in the shadow are pictures of the Master, a silver Dalek and a Cyberman. If you want to relive all of the Doctor Who specials and Series 13, and perhaps nab yourself a collector's item at the same time, why not invest in the steelbook that includes the specials Eve of the Daleks, shown New Year's Day 2022, Legend of the Sea Devils, shown at Easter, and Power of the Doctor, which was shown in October this year. The disc also includes a behind-the-scenes featurette for each special and a commentary track with some of the creative team delighting in sharing with us about the making of the specials. Each one also includes detailed audio description that punctuates all the visual elements on screen. The two-disc set is presented in a steel case with a prismatic portrait of Jodie as the 13th Doctor on the front, highlighting her wavy blonde hair and costume, and she is bathed in swirls and waves of cosmic rainbow colours. And finally, as part of the Doctor Who collection series that starts off with releasing a full season of classic Doctor Who alternating between different Doctors as a limited edition packaging box set in a larger luxury style box with a lot more design elements, they re-release the season a bit later on as a basic packaging design in a vanilla release plastic box, and the one just released for November is Season 8. And this features the 3rd Doctor, played by Jon, and Katie Manning as Companion Jo. With support from Nicholas Courtney as the Brigadier, and Roger Delgado as the first on-screen incarnation of the Master, Season 8 first aired on BBC One in 1971, and featured the action-packed stories Terror of the Autons, The Mind of Evil, The Claws of Axos, Colony in Space, and The Daemons. This series of Doctor Who, produced by Barry Letts and script edited by Terence Dix, was heavily influenced by James Bond, featuring various vehicles and gadgets, and has a distinctive signature and tone, very different from other periods of Doctor Who. These sets are renowned for containing a whole host of special content, and this one's no exception. And some of the highlights include updated special effects, Matthew Sweet in conversation with Katie Manning, who played Jo, behind the sofa for each story, which features an array of Doctor Who stars watching and commenting on the episodes, and a tribute to Terence Dix, presented by Frank Skinner. There's also a delightful audio commentary for each story, featuring different cast and crew, that always adds a different energy and perspective. All the discs I'm highlighting also feature audio navigation, which is a built-in device to help you find your way around the menu and guide you to specific scenes and features, and it tends to work the most effectively on discs with multiple options available. All these titles are now available from your favourite stores, supermarkets and online stockists that sell home entertainment. But don't hang around too long should you want to purchase the special Steelbook, as this is likely to sell out and only be available for a limited time. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.